Working from home means something different for Alicia Johnson.
Okay. Next one. Chest out like you're squeezing your shoulder blades together.
She's an occupational therapist in the Atlanta area and works in other people's homes.
How you feel? Good, bad, happy, sad, indifferent?
I feel fine.
Okay.
Before the pandemic, Alicia Johnson tended to work with people who'd had amputations or who were recovering from strokes or a debilitating fall.
I love helping people. The kind of therapy that I would do with these patients is to improve their activities of daily living, to wake up, wash your face, brush your teeth, brush your hair, put your shirt on or your pants, to be able to get in and out of the bed safely.
Ready to repeat?
Yeah.
All right.
She's been an occupational therapist for 16 years. This spring, when her employer asked her to take on COVID patients, she had to seriously consider whether to stay with the career that she genuinely loves.
It did cross my mind to quit my job. It's like COVID, ooh, you know what I mean? So I did have fears and concerns. Am I going to be a carrier for the disease? Will I get my family sick? With a household of 7 people, I don't know how we would quarantine because we share every space of this living space. But the reality is I still have to work and be a provider along beside my husband. So I had to just buckle up and say, this is what we're doing. I am currently seeing COVID patients, about 5 or 6. Going into people's homes with COVID, the best way to keep myself safe is wear the full gear. So the mask, goggles, or face shield, a gown, gloves, and shoe covers. And we always perform hand hygiene after care. I would say initially, there is a bit of fear there, but in the midst of working, that's not on my brain. At that moment, it's like, how can I help this patient? What is it? What impairments are present? And what is it that we need to focus on to help them regain their strength and their health back? You gonna stay?
You know? I can walk over there.
Okay, well, come on, let's go.
Yay!
The needs of COVID patients, the biggest thing is the endurance and the fatigue associated with it.
You want to take the braces off?
Pop goes on yourself.
And then the confinement, the quarantine process. When I enter a patient's home, they're happy to see somebody else coming in to see them. It's like, people, you know, coming in as if the patient is a friend or family member of mine and trying to keep a smile on your face at the same time. I think that goes a long way with the rehabilitation process. I recently just discharged my very first COVID patient. It's like when I discharge a patient, I feel like it's releasing a dove. I'm often sad because you create a relationship and you look forward to seeing your patients every week. It's like we build on each other. There are like a lot of taboos or a lot of stigmas associated with the virus, but my COVID patients have taught me to definitely treat everybody like you want to be treated, to appreciate life more, to do my best 100% of the time, and to be a better caregiver at home and at work.
Alicia Johnson, an occupational therapist from Lithonia, Georgia. She told us that when she gets home, she gets out of her protective gear and into some chips, salsa, and guac, and checks in with her family about their day. Her 5 children are learning online this year, a decision they made to help lower their family's risk for COVID. Alicia Johnson gets tested every 2 weeks and is doing everything that she can to stay healthy.